Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, the Apple or Google stores, and download the app. Get great coverage. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7. Listen to your favorite shows. But more importantly, if you're getting this signal over the AM, 1580 AM, you should know that the FCC requires AM stations to power down after dark. The more darkness there is, the more powered down they are. Has to do with the sun's rays, what it does to the AM signal or doesn't do. I'm not going to get into it, but that's just a plain fact. So the fact is, if you're getting it on the AM, you definitely should download the app. And even if you're getting it on the FM, the range is such that you should still download it on the app. Download the app. Listen to it on the app. Now, there's also a link that we put on our website that says Support Devil Radio. And why is that on there? It's on there because you want it on there. Many of our listeners want it on there. You know that this is the only strong voice standing up for our democracy in this state. There are 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day, attacking our democracy, attacking the vote, sticking up for Trump. And they do it in different ways. Some just flat out conspiracy theory. Some go, well, there may have been something wrong. The minute you say there's something wrong with the election, you're lying. And what it does is it sows doubt. This is the one station. There are plenty of good people on this side of the fence, but this is the one station that's the most aggressive and frankly, least polite about raising these issues. Well, there was an arrest. This fellow Durham, John Durham, he was an assistant U.S. attorney, and Crooked William Barr, the Trump people, and Barr's predecessor, found this guy under a rock somewhere, and they made him a special counsel to investigate the FBI, investigate the CIA, no, I'm not kidding, and investigate the allegations that Trump colluded with Russia. Now, when Biden got in, I'll tell you what I would have done if I were Biden, but one reason Biden's president and I'm not is because maybe cooler heads prevail. But here's the deal. Biden could have replaced him as a U.S. attorney. They made him a special counsel, which Trump did, which under that statute, it's a little more difficult to remove him, but you still can. Just remove him and stop this. They're afraid, I think, that somehow it looks like we'd be covering something up. So I would have, the second line of attack is remove him and put in a retired federal judge. Somebody, and a Republican retired federal judge, but somebody who's honest, and have him do it. But for some reason, they thought they should leave this guy in. This guy's bad news. You've seen pictures of him. He reminds me of a guy. There's a guy out in, I think, California. It's a while ago. He was an idiot. He was Republican. And here was his campaign slogan. He had a little beard like this guy and everything. Guy in California goes, looks like Lenin, talks like Lincoln. He got about 2% of the vote. Republicans cut him off. He was an idiot. But his unpleasant visage triggered in my mind this guy looking at him. Don't like this guy. But in any event, here's what he has done. And here's what's really going on. And then I'm going to unpack it and explain the response. What's really going on is, first, he indicts a guy named Sussman, a lawyer. And all of these indictments have nothing to do with the Russia investigation. They have nothing to do with whether Trump colluded. But they're all based on, and I've talked about this crime before, obstruction. That if you say something that's not true to law enforcement, it's a felony. It's not just a misdemeanor. It's not just, well, you shouldn't have done it. It's a felony. The police officers pull you over and say, what's your name? And you give them a false name. That's a felony. If they say, what's your address? You give them your friend's address instead of yours. It's a felony. You got always be truthful with law enforcement or assert your right not to say anything. Say, officer, I'm not going to respond to that. Now, with the FBI, it's the same thing. Sussman, who is a lawyer who represented a lot of Democrats, went to the FBI and gave them information on the collusion. when he was interviewed by the FBI, they said, did you do it on your own account or did you do it for your clients? And he said, I did it for my own account. Now, they Durham indicted him on that for lying. That's the only charge. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. They knew who his clients were. He's a Democratic lawyer. He said that in his mind, he's doing it on his own. He cares about our government. Do his clients care about it too? Sure. Sure. On those facts, that case is going to get thrown out. If a guy says, I'm doing it on my own account, and he's not being paid to do it, that's his business, quite frankly. That's his business. They knew who his clients were. The guy yesterday was a guy who's a Russian who lives in this country legally, and he gave some very good information about the collusion. But because he's Russian and he's used to authority being corrupt, and he was mistaken here because this is our FBI. It's not corrupt. Republicans say it is. They're lying. In any event, he may have said, and I'm going on press accounts now, you know, did you talk to this person? And he said no. And in fact, he had. Okay, that is a felony. We'll see what happens on this one. But basically, it has nothing to do with the truthfulness of the Russia investigation. Now, what has Durham done with these indictments? He sends out an indictment. One of them is 39 pages long. There's a few paragraphs in there about the alleged false statement. And then there is nothing but chin music and an opera about the Democrats cooking this up. Hillary Clinton's mentioned in there, the Clintons, that somehow they may have been behind it, which is false. So why are they doing it this way? They're doing it this way because there is a theory going around in right-wing circles that Trump not only didn't collude with Russia, he hates Russia. He's a staunch anti-communist and anti-Rusky, just like the guys in the Cold War, like John Kennedy and Reagan and all that. And that this is, he's blameless, and this all got cooked up. That is false, and Durham has simply been retained to falsify the impression by indicting a few people for things he said were falsely said to the FBI. One of them, Sussman, is absurd. And then writing a short story about it, attacking the Clintons. That's what's going on. That is what is going on. Now, in trying to do this, let me throw out a few things and why he's not going any farther, because there is no question that Trump colluded with the coming Ruskies. Why don't they mention that an oligarch, a Russian oligarch, when Trump was in financial trouble a few years ago, paid $100 million for a property in the West Palm Beach area that was listed and worth $50 million? He doubled it. That money was paid to Trump, who then used part of it to pay off Deutsche Bank. And then what did the oligarch do? Run the resort, run the property? He tore it down. That's pretty good. A guy pays $100 million, has a little spare change around, and tears it down. It's twice what it was worth. You know who didn't investigate that? Mueller. Mueller said, I wasn't hired to investigate money. Mueller's a Republican. He did a few things, but he took a dive on the real things. How about Eric Trump telling a journalist some years ago, we get our money from the Russians. New York banks won't give us any money. We went bankrupt 6 times, so we get all our money from the Russians. Durham doesn't say that. It's true. How about Don Jr.? The FBI did not investigate the Trump campaign. The CIA monitors every conversation that goes in and out of the Russian embassy and every other embassy that's not friendly to us, and they should. One day, the guy with the earphones is sitting there, and he hears a voice. Really good English. I mean, my God, this is good English. And he turns to his superior and he says, God, it was Don Trump Jr. talking to the Ruskies. And they were talking, and Mike Flynn, the incoming NSA guy, was talking to the Ruskies offline, telling them, don't worry about sanctions. We'll take care of you afterwards. when they investigated Don Jr., do you know what he said? Use your muscle memory and remember this. He said we were talking about adoptions. Remember that? Well, he was lying. They weren't talking about adoptions because they had the tape. But did they indict Don Jr. for obstruction? Felony, saying that to law enforcement? No, they did not. Then how about when Trump is present in Helsinki, sitting there with Putin? Somebody says the FBI and the CIA say Putin hacked into the 2016 election. And he turned to Putin and Putin shrugs, I didn't do it. Trump goes, well, Putin says he didn't do it. I don't know why he'd lie. I don't know why he lied. He lied the first time he called for a bottle. He lied for the first time when he called a bottle. How about in the White House when he only invited in Russians, there wasn't a single American there. Durham doesn't say anything about that. One of these guys with a beard gets up and goes, can I use the restroom? Sure. It's down the hall. Okay, thanks. No one follows him. Did he stick a bug in the baseboard? I hope to hell that Biden swept the White House. How about when Trump used Putin's interpreter and no American interpreter, no English-speaking interpreter, only the Ruski interpreter? How about the time when Trump used his own interpreter, he confiscated the notes? Okay. How about all of that? How about all of that? How about everything he did to break up NATO, said he was going to withdraw us from NATO, try to break up the EU? He is servile. He is servile to Putin. Putin has the goods on him. He has the money on him, according to Eric Trump, and an unexplained $100 million purchase by an oligarch in Florida of a $50 million property that then got torn down. And he has him sexually. Nobody is a servile dog to Putin the way Trump is. So when you hear about Durham indicting people, you know the background. This has nothing to do with the Russia investigation. This has to give the illusion, the right wing of the Republican Party and some of the mainstream, that there was something wrong with it, and there was nothing wrong with it. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.